Good morning. In the late 40s of the last century, a young Jesuit sociologist, Joseph Fichter, was appointed to the faculty at Loyola University, New Orleans. There's more than one, you know. It's not just the one here in Baltimore. There's one in New Orleans. And he was on the faculty there as professor of sociology for over 40 years. Retired in the 80s. I think just died a few years ago. He was very active in the civil rights movement and in helping Archbishop Rummel integrate the Catholic schools of the New Orleans diocese, which was no mean feat, believe me. Well, in the 50s, there were articles, research papers done by other sociologists who pointed out something that he found very disturbing. When you did measures of racism and measures of religiosity, there was a positive correlation. The more religious people were, the more likely they were to be racist. Fichter said, I know it's true. I can read the stats. But how can that be true? How can exposure to a religion that teaches love and justice lead to racism? And after a while, puzzling on it, he came up with a distinction. He said there are two different approaches to religion. There are people who live their religion, and then there are people who use their religion. And probably the latter outnumber the former, and therefore will dominate statistically. Well, that idea perked around in the community of sociologists. And in the early 60s, a couple of fellows by the name of Allport and Ross, Gordon Allport and I think it was David Ross, but I'm not sure of that, came up with a scale to measure the distinction that Fichter had been talking about. They called it the IE scale for intrinsic, extrinsic. Intrinsic religion is characteristics of people who live their religion, who take it to heart and try to live up to it. Extrinsic religion is people who use their religion, who are religious because it is good for them. It's been widely used in research for many years now, and a lot of research has been done on it. Subsequent scientists, for instance, have distinguished that extrinsic scale to extrinsic personal and extrinsic social. And while these are correlated, they are distinguishable. Extrinsic socials are into religion for what benefits it provides in their social life. People think better of you in this town if you go to church on Sunday. All my best clients and business colleagues go to church on Sunday. Therefore, I will go to church on Sunday and be well thought of in the community. And extrinsic personals, what they get out of it really themselves. I feel better when I pray. I don't want to go to hell, and being religious will keep me from going to hell. Things like that. Two different related scales. All very interesting. A lot of literature on the subject. Google the names, track the literature, you'll find all kind of interesting stuff to read. But what in the world does all of that have to do with this? How does that come back to this morning's gospel? Well, I think Jesus, between last week and this week, which are adjacent passages, one is the end of 22 and this is the beginning of 23, is laying out exactly that distinction. Last week, we were told about intrinsic religion. What is the first and greatest commandment of the law? The first and greatest is this: Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. God has poured out God's love on us. We, in turn, should pour out our love, ourselves, on God and on our neighbor. Just because that's the right thing to do. Because that's who we are. Because it's fitting in the structure of the universe. That's intrinsic religion. There is, however, also extrinsic religion. And Jesus knows it when he sees it. Even when he sees it among his own colleagues in the rabbinate, even when he sees it among his own colleagues in the Pharisaical rabbinate. Jesus is a Pharisee rabbi. He's perfectly capable of very strong criticism of other Pharisee rabbis. And this is precisely where he lands. All their works are performed to be seen. Extrinsic social. They widen their phylacteries, lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and seats of honor and titles of honor. It's all for show. They're in it for what they can get out of it. Therefore, listen to their teaching, but do not follow their example. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, if you just read the gospel, you might think this is sort of a binary choice. We are either intrinsic or extrinsic. We are into religion to pour ourselves out on God and our neighbor, or we are in religion for what we can get out of it. But if you go back to Joe Fichter, Gordon Allport, David Ross, read their work a little more carefully, they'll tell you that it's not binary. It's not either or. It's two different scales, both of which will have a loading in every case. Meaning everybody, or almost everybody, has an intrinsic score, and absolutely everybody has an extrinsic score. So it's not a matter of choosing between the two. It's a matter of recognizing both and then seeing what to do about it. Obviously, you want to raise your I score. You want to do more to be intrinsically religious. Listen to last week's gospel. Learn more and more, step by step, to love, to pour yourself out on God, first of all, and then on everybody around you. Your neighbor is yourself. But you also have an extrinsic score. We all do. I mean, yeah, people do think better of you if you are religious. And is there anybody around who does not want to be thought better of? You do feel better when you pray. People like to feel better. And I can't imagine that there's an awful lot of people who will sign the volunteer list for hell. So we do have an extrinsic score. We are in religion for what we can get out of it, as well as for what we can put into it. Question is lowering that score and keeping it from becoming dominant. Some people are dominantly intrinsic even though they still have some extrinsic. Some people are dominantly extrinsic while they still have some intrinsic. We want to raise one and lower the other. Be a little more aware of the mixture of my motivation. That would be helpful. And then do a little more to try to sort it out, to clean it up. It's was said, words put in the mouth of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas à Becket. And this, no, Thomas More. And this is the greatest treason, to do the right thing for the wrong reason. That's the extrinsic scale, to do the right thing for the wrong reason. And we all do it. If you pretend you don't do it, then you're a double hypocrite. You're a hypocrite about being a hypocrite. You know? We all do it. The question is recognizing, catching ourselves in the act, and learning to do it a bit less. Just as we all do really love God and really love our neighbor. And the art form is to find out what makes that work and try to push it a step farther forward. So, I think between the gospel and some very interesting sociological research in our own lifetime, we can get a program for action. Try to be as honest with yourself as you can and try to act intrinsically to love God with all your heart, to love your neighbor as yourself, because that's who God is, because that's who your neighbor is, because that's who you are, because it's right. But then also be aware of all these little extrinsic causes, all these little selfish motivations, and try to root them out when you catch them. It's sort of like a flowers and weeds distinction. There's no garden in which you do not plant flowers. There's no garden in which weeds do not grow as well. How do you tell the difference? Weeds grow all by themselves. So it's a question of trying to nurture the flowers, trying to pull up the weeds. It's a lifetime task, but it's a task that's real. Recognize both sides of it. Increase one, decrease the other. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.